Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is our Wednesday alternate. What do we call it? Alternate Wednesday. Yeah, that's today. So we will be jumping between callers and Facebook. So if you're in a place where you can't call in, and that generally is those of you who are overseas, please join us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page where you can call in via messenger and it won't cost you a single dime.
I'm going to go make an adjustment.
Keep talking. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about anything I'm doing.
I wanted to mention to all of you, the reason why we didn't have a show as planned, it got decided less than an hour before we were going live. And there are two things. First of all, I had a terrible headache. They are called weather-induced migraines. And I prefer not to take the medication. She said it'll just make me dopey, and I'd really rather not add to my dopiness, if you know what I mean. Second of all, and this is serious. Okay, my late husband's mother died in October on my husband's birthday. So it kind of really ruined birthdays for him. And this happened before he got super sick. So what was decided by all of us, the kids, myself included, is that we would make his birthday Halloween. And that's what we did. We celebrated his birthday on Halloween. He really liked that. He enjoyed it. And I still have not been able to properly give a show. I thought I could. I thought I would. But as the day grew long yesterday, I realized I'm still not ready. So that's what it is. Okay. And I want to remind everybody. I want to remind everybody that we're using ordinary playing cards for our readings here. It's important for us to make the distinction that this is not tarot or card reading or any other system that's out there. We are using ordinary playing cards. I mean, I could start dealing poker here. That's how ordinary these are. So please don't think there's some kind of hocus pocus going on, because there isn't.
That's right.
That's right. And maybe for beginners, I've toyed with this over the years, that I might get a special deck made that will put the meanings on the cards. So that's a topic for another day.
It is indeed.
Yeah. So bear that in mind. Also, I'm going to use a full 24-card layout, which is my own personal preference. It gives me a chance to take a look at the structure of your life. For instance, your past comes through, your present, of course, and then what lies ahead for you in the future. And that's when I stress during our sessions, which are basically intuitive life coaching sessions. That's when I stress that the most dynamic tools there are to use are choice and change. And this is how we take the insight from the deck and we're able to put it to good use by choosing or refusing what's ahead. Now, yeah, you're going to say some things simply are going to occur. And it's going to be very few and far between, things of that nature, because the only thing I really think you can't control would be endings, like being fired from a job, of someone you love, that sort of thing. So that's really all I have to share. That's all I have to say about that. So I think it's time for the genius himself that he is.
Where? Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. If you're international out there, let us know and we'll give you live international shout outs. And we have a couple folks already tonight. We have Terry Sue and Virgil, both in the UK. And just keep letting us know as you pop in. We'll give you international shout outs. It doesn't have to be at the beginning. If any time you join us, you shall get them.
You might want to address what's happening with this.
Well, that's going to be after I go through my normal spiel.
Oh.
Because the radio folks don't give two poops about Facebook. So 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement, or you hear music. Like you folks that are on hold probably heard music longer than you thought you should have. While we were late, we had technical issues on Facebook end. So we didn't start on time. But we are here, and you can hear us. I tested it. It is a true statement. If there is silence, that is a problem any time. You should never have silence.
There's another problem. You can't get reply, and the little icons come up.
I have no issues.
Mine aren't.
They're right there.
Where? That's not what I'm talking about.
That's because, oh my God. Hit alt. You got a bunch of other crap open. What do you do?
Where? Up here?
Hit alt tab and see all the shit you have open. Hold the alt button on. I'm getting back to my spiel. Put your thumb on the alt button. Try to do this one-handed. And hit the tab button and hold the alt. Don't let go of the alt. Just hit it, let go. All right, close some of your things. Close all the other tabs you don't need open. You don't need that open. Get one show here.
This one I need.
Okay, well.
For bringing in friends.
Minimize and maximize it. Your taskbar is covering it. Minimize and maximize it. Minimize the window.
Yell at me. Minimize the window.
It's supposed to be at the bottom. Maybe you understand that language. You didn't minimize it. You shrunk it.
Where's minimize?
Well, make it big again. Well, don't even touch that ever. Touch that. Minimize is the thing to the left of what you just click and it makes it go down. This is Windows since there's been fucking Windows.
Minimize.
Welcome to Windows Premiere. It's only been around since what? Late 80s, early 90s?
Now what? It's all gone.
I'll bring it back up.
And what's that going to do?
Hit Alt Tab. Or do it your way. Do it your fucking way. Now, let's get off that taskbar. Your taskbar is not auto-hiding. What? I don't get it, Dev. I don't get how this shit happens. Search task, widget, chat. Should be auto-hide on here.
I don't see any auto-hide.
Type in auto hide right here. You guys are going to pause again. I don't like life sometimes.
Auto, is it one hide?
But I don't think this thing will give two shits if he made.
No result.
Then make one fucking word. Oh, back it up. Click that.
You're making me nervous.
Well, it went away. Try it again. Stop. Do you see it on there?
No.
Keep going. HIDE. Nope. No space. No, don't do a thing. Should be right here then.
I don't think it makes...
Right there. See that?
What? What taskbar?
Somehow, I don't know. Did you spill a drink on your keyboard or what? See how it goes away now? La, 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 la. There you go. Now you can type and have fun and love life. Enjoy it.
All right.
What's this stupid ass thing? Get that out of there. There you go. Oh, you're back to normal. All right, folks. Enjoy that.
You're feeling very narcissistic tonight.
Oh, of course, because that, well, that's serendipity, isn't it? I get tired sometimes. Windows has been around since you have never, ever touched a computer that didn't have Windows in your life, ever. And those, some of the taskbar thing didn't come around, I'll give you that, till Windows 95. It was different. But all the minimize, maximize stuff was the same. Windows 95 was the start of, oh, we have a start button with taskbars. But, you know.
Kind of like me and cars. I know two things about cars. Well, three things.
Mm.
I know where the gas goes. I know where the key goes. And I know how to tell if a U-joint is wearing out.
No, you have been wrong on that, though. You mentioned it a few times on this truck, and those U-joints haven't fell, have they?
Well, you wait till they explode when it's used.
She doesn't need... There's the person that doesn't know shit about a car. If the U-joint's starting to go, that's going to be within days. If you could actually start feeling a vibration and hearing a noise, it's days away. It is days fucking away. And
well,
that was like months and months and months ago. You know what?
I know where the oil goes.
Well, that would be where the U-joints are. All right. I gave you the phone number. That's the number to call in. You're in the queue. You're good. Facebookers, it's alternate Wednesday. So we're going to go to you frequently and often. All right? But you cannot messenger us until we officially make it clear, and if it's not clear, then we didn't tell you. It'll be very clear. I'll type it and we'll verbalize it to you, and that'll be messenger to Deborah Lee. Messenger to Deborah Lee when we announce it, but we always start with the phones first. Let's see. Oh yeah, we'll talk about the Facebook fiasco. It's not her fault or her phone's fault, because I tested it on my phone too. Our Facebook is not auto-rotating. Every other app on our phone is auto-rotating tonight, but not Facebook. Go figure, you get what you pay for. Meh. Thanks, Facebook. Thanks for that. So it's not our cameras. Like I said, mine wouldn't do it either. Otherwise, I would have said her settings got jacked up. And we did all the troubleshooting. That's why we were almost 15 minutes late. We troubleshot. And we didn't fail. We just couldn't succeed because it was out of our hands. It's Facebook. Hopefully, next show we do, this will already be corrected by the Facebook folks. So you have a different view. You see a great shot of our ceiling and our ceiling fan. Isn't that awesome?
that's very
beautiful, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, that's really distracting.
That's not distracting to me. And it shouldn't be distracting to them. They should be focusing on us. And if you get distracted easy by shiny objects, you got bigger problems in life anyway. So
I know. Somebody said it's like seven Saturdays away till Christmas.
That is the last thing I will count on this planet, how many days that is away.
Yeah. I learned something very interesting today. Were you done?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift is a narcissist. Yes. You guys got to look up this H.G. Tudor guy, T-U-D-O-R. And he goes through it like rank and file about her. And all I could think at the end of this is what a biatch she is. Oh, the dog.
Yep, that's Gibbers.
And it's unbelievable.
No,
I mean, here I thought she was a sweet little, you know, young little thing. Mm-mm. And there's all kinds of distorted facts.
Who did you think
her.
Was?
Hmm?
Who did you think was?
Taylor Swift is a
How young do you really think she is?
Why? She's not, well, she's little.
Well, she's not that little. She's kind of tall, right? She's just got a lot. She's not heavy. Isn't she like 5'11", 5'10", 5'11"?
Pretty tall girl. I like her music. But finding out about her personality, how she treats men.
But who says that, though, first of all?
Well.
The guys that get jilted, yeah, they're always going to have fair opinions. Any guy that she dumped, oh, they're not going to have anything bad to say. Those are great character witnesses.
She has a track record of not lasting very long. With any of them.
You know,
okay.
So? How many people, if you use that as a track record in Hollywood, everybody sucks in Hollywood. Except for maybe 1 or 2%.
Terry Sue, I do like that song.
One
we are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Mm-hmm.
That was about Jake Gyllenhaal, the press said.
Press said.
Because he dated her very briefly, took her virginity, and then said adios. And when John Mayer came along, her mother took him aside. Now, these are the stories I had read.
Yeah.
And she took him aside and she said, "You hurt my daughter. I will kill you."
And
he said, adios.
Yeah, because everybody's going to fear the mom.
I like Shake It Up. Shake It Up. Shake It Up. And what's it? Style is about Harry Styles. I think it's in that broadcast I listened to. She writes good songs. She's the youngest person.
She said, it was like her and You and I Never Go Out of Style or some shit. That's the name of the song, right?
Mm-hmm. But the guy that I listened to today said that she basically wrote that about Harry Styles.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't think it's that big anyway.
I know nothing. I know nothing.
Not so crazy about the new stuff.
No, I don't like
Anti-hero.
Yeah, Willow. Hey, this is the Willow. Oh, shut up. It's like the fun shit that was fucking had a beat to it.
La 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 la.
Pink did that shit too. Pink had fun, cool songs when she was young.
Oh,
party
yeah.
Party songs, good songs. Now she started getting all that deep lunch. She's going to fly around a little trapeze shit in the freaking stage like she's a circus performer in France. Come on, get back to your roots where you're fun, happy, boom, boom, beat. Fun music.
Well, she was kind of a rowdy chick way back in the day.
Yeah, that was good shit.
But then her kids started growing up, so she probably had to kind of rein herself in.
Well, she wasn't doing anything disgusting. She was just had that attitude, you know? That's all.
Catherine loved Anti-Hero. I guess it's all very...
I can't stand that.
You know?
They all sound like... La, 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 la.
Not la, all la, of them.
La. La, la,
you
la,
like
la,
some of them.
I didn't like any off that album.
That oh, that one.
Yeah, I'm talking about that.
Lavender
shit.
Haze.
Yeah, I didn't like anything off that new album of hers. But the problem is, there's fans out there, and when they're that, it's like a crack addict.
Mm-hmm.
If they get bad crack, it's still crack. You can be happy. So if Taylor Swift throws them, if she pooped on her album and put it out, they'd worship it. It'd be the greatest thing ever. She can't do anything wrong. So once they're all hooked on her crack, so.
There's
no pressure. She has no pressure for a new album. She can just take her weapon album out in 2 minutes, and it's going to go boom. It's going to blow up.
This girl knows how to make money.
Well, she's got them all hooked. Yeah.
I don't think any man's going to make her happy. Virgil, even you could show up at her door, and I think she'd kick you to the curb just like
what do you mean,
rest.
Even him?
Well, because he's so special.
Oh, yeah. So are people in those rubber rooms. They're special, too.
I agree with you, Terry Sue. And some stuff just gets way too much airtime that they're playing and playing and playing. I swear, I feel like these artists pay off radio stations.
It's not the artists themselves. It's a lot of the music promoters and all the agents and all that stuff. Yeah, there's a little. But now it's a little bit different now. Satellite and people downloading the digital world. Not as bad as it used to be. A lot of people don't even. There's people that don't even listen to actual radio anymore. There are people. I only put on like morning shows and the local sports network here. It's local.
Yeah.
Otherwise, satellite.
Satellite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, with Vivid,
I got ESPN Radio.
Did you guys ever catch Vivid during the pandemic on the Sirius Radio? Wow. I mean, it was mesmerizing. The girls on the radio, which were centerfold chicks and porn stars, they would walk a guy through some really sordid shit.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the show on the road.
Okay, one word to Rachel before I forget. You know, when our elders start passing, this is my philosophy. Let's appreciate and treasure all the years that we had them with us. I mean, it's so heartbreaking when a child, you know, passes away. They were cheated out of life. But grandma and grandpa and things like that, there can be a sense of peace in it to know that your grandmother lived a happy life. You know, it was a full life for her.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's mourning is selfish, typically.
Yeah.
When somebody dies of like old age type stuff, I mean, that's, there's a lot of selfish mourning because we miss them. They might be happy as a pig in shit to move on. We don't know. Some people get sick of it when they get, depends on the person's lifestyle when they're old.
I love it, Terry.
Some people are ready to check out. Some people aren't, but I'm just saying, but you know, but we're all sad and crying because we miss them. Yes.
We're not crying for them.
We say we are, but we're not crying for them. Come on, that's bullshit.
I've always thought it's creepy.
Unless it's a kid or something, like she said.
Somebody, a child, life
cut short, and then you do mourn. You feel bad for them at the same time. But somebody that's like 70, 80, 90, you missed the hell out of them. They might not have been ready to go, so you feel bad about that. But you suffer deeply because you missed them.
You do.
And there's nothing wrong with that. We're humans. But you got to remember, your suffering isn't because you feel so bad you're dead. Yeah, you do, but that death brought about them not being in your life anymore.
I meant all day to do mediumship on Matthew Perry, and my day just got away from me. But anyway, I'm going to do that soon. Boy, that man was loved. And I said to Daryl.
No, you can talk to Daryl. You talk to dead people.
To Jim,
I
hope he
Nothing
knew
wrong.
With all the, you know, he read, said in his book, I don't know how to love. And every girlfriend he had, when it started to get to the, let's go to the next level, he dumped him because he had a real problem with love.
I'm ready. You're ready. We're all ready. With all the technical issues, we burned a lot of time, but hey, it wasn't our fault. We didn't plan this.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. We apologize, but we can only be responsible for so much. 913.
Okay, I'll tell you in a minute.
Kansas, 913. You're the first caller. Welcome, and thank you for being super patient.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Jessica. I'm not exactly sure how this works. Do I ask a question?
That's
great. It almost would have benefited you to not be the first caller so you could have heard, but it's not so bad. Yes, you ask. This is your first time, so we don't know anything about you. Now, this is not like one of those walk-in Houdini crystal ball things where you're like, I don't tell her anything, she'll tell me everything. Ask a question or two. It could be about anything. It doesn't have to be love. Love is on the board, but not any. It could be anything. And since you're new, give some background on the subject in your life a little bit, just a little bit. You don't have to go crazy.
So basically, I'm in my 30s. I'll be 35 this month, actually. I have two little girls living in Kansas. I feel like a very spiritual person. And I guess my question would just be, lately I feel like I've had what seems like signs or synchronicities about somebody. And this is somebody I've never met before.
Oh,
and I just wanted to know if it like meant something or if this person was coming into my life or what.
Is it male or female?
Male.
Okay, I had a feeling it was.
Well, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's actually kind of a cool question because this is, you know for a fact you haven't met them yet, so that takes care of that question there.
Yes.
So that's good info.
And, now, how did it start happening to you?
Yeah, how are you getting this feeling? Is it a dream? Are you like meditating or what's going on?
Well, I feel like this person definitely knows who I am. We haven't really, like, there's been, like, a little bit of exchange on social media, but then ever since that exchange, I've been getting, this person is, like, he is well-known. And ever since that exchange, I got, like, a message from someone claiming to be from his team, saying that he wanted to meet me, and I kind of blew it off. And then I've been getting, like, fake accounts, like, following me and, like, liking posts that are, like, pretending to be him, I guess. And then I've been having dreams and like another one, you guys were talking about Taylor Swift. That kind of involves this person. And just little stuff like that. Like I hear his music all the time and it's just weird.
Well, I'm sure it would feel that way. Absolutely.
So you haven't met him, but this isn't like a feeling or a dream. There is actual some kind of a communication that has occurred. Okay.
And I can't even go to venture in the area of calling it a scammer because it's not. It's not a scammer.
Okay.
I believe it's for real. And what I got right away is that from a different lifetime, the two of you were soulmates.
I had a feel, you know, this is going to sound so crazy because I do, like, I do read tarot cards, and I kept pulling the Six of Cups when asking about him and stuff.
Well, look at that.
I don't know what that means.
And I've got the Six of Hearts right here.
Because we do, I don't know if you heard
the
intro.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, yeah, this is a different method. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Different method, but does it, like you said, they're both doing the same thing, just in different ways, a different tool.
So, yes, you two have connected in this lifetime. So, and I'm not seeing that there's any baggage from the past. I mean, they can't all be bad lifetimes, except that they end. You know, they can't reach a point that they end. From that lifetime, somebody passes away or you both do. But yeah, that's what it is. And he's feeling it too.
I had a feeling, like, I feel like I've like I just doubt my intuition sometimes because it's just so far-fetched. But I mean, you're just confirming so much that I've been feeling, and that's why I called. So I'm like, is this real? Like, what is happening?
Well, you two enjoy each other on a psychic level, emotional level. I mean, it's almost as if you're like twins, you know?
Wow.
And so I'm not really sure why you've connected in this life. All I see around you is like sunshine, energy, and love.
That's awesome.
Makes me feel like shit.
Yeah. I think that you have to go through with the meeting, even if it's just on FaceTime.
Well, I feel like I missed it because whenever they sent me the message, I thought it was a joke. And so I just didn't respond to it. But, like, ever since then, I've just been kind of getting, like, the fake accounts and the likes from the fake accounts and stuff. So I just thought, is, like, another opportunity to come, or, like, is it just...
Be careful.
Yeah, just... Yeah.
I don't have cards, so my advice is outside the card realm. I have no insight on anything. I am, like, the voice that sometimes you don't want to hear. Be careful.
And sometimes
Sometimes
people have assistants and others that work around them that will get, it's like to make fools out of themselves with fake accounts and whatnot to...
Just be careful, that's all.
Yeah, just screw around with you.
But,
so,
I mean, Deb doesn't see that. Deb doesn't see it in her cards. I, without cards, just say, be careful, that's all I'm saying. Never hurts to do that, not especially nowadays. You know, real quick, Jessica, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I forgot to mention this, but I'm going to start with you. I forgot to do this part of the show. That means that your free reading with Deborah has been concluded. You're welcome to call back. We do multiple shows anytime. It's cool. We have people that call in almost every show. That's great. That's cool. But when you hear that, Harps, your free reading has pretty much been concluded, but it's not over yet because before you depart, I have a deck of cards that are the Healing Angel cards tonight. We have different decks that we feature. Tonight is the Healing Angel cards, and I shall pull for you a single card, and I'll read it to you before we move on. So, drum roll. I don't know. I could do the drum roll, but interesting. The subject of your Healing Angel card is love. The heart of love is the heart of creation. All is possible through love. All is worthwhile for love. May all you think of and feel reflect love's eternal truth.
Oh, look at that. I think it resonates. I really do. Because
based on what you said, the soulmate love thing, right. And that doesn't mean that they were married, right? This means there was some kind of a soulmate.
Yeah, but I'd have to delve into that.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily. It could mean that, but it doesn't necessarily mean that word soulmate. That's all.
So are we going to meet each other?
If you choose to.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that you will. There's somebody here that would orchestrate it.
You gotta pursue it.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'll always wonder.
Yeah, I'm dying to know, but I'm not going to ask you.
Yeah, we understand. We don't ever, people tell us as much info as that we need to know. We understand.
I will say that it pertains, he has something to do with Taylor Swift in the past, so.
Taylor Swift and the what?
I said he had something to do with Taylor Swift in the past, so when you guys were bringing that up.
Roger that. So that Daryl, that'll give Deb probably has a list of those.
There's
those
a long
dudes,
list.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, we all have long lists at a certain point. All right, well, thank you very much.
Well, hey, call us again.
We appreciate that,
Deb.
And your readings will get better each time you call because now we already got some info and stuff going. So.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Oh, great.
And you feel free to visit the psychiclovedoctor.com and find out all sorts of good info about it. This and us and everything.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
Velcomen.
Oh, boy, that was interesting.
It was. I did not recognize that area code.
That's something to do in
Kansas.
The
all right. I typed it in. First Facebook messenger call to Deborah Lee. We will take it. Alternate Wednesdays. We open the floor. The floor is open. We'll give you a few minutes because we know the delay times. And especially if you're far, far away, you know, you got to bounce around on that internet thing. And yes. So we'll keep the TikTok. Taylor Swift is coming to his place tonight. Really? Really? Did you take a picture of your, do you have a picture of her face and you got it taped to your rubber chicken?
I'm sorry, but that struck me.
Not a bad
so
idea.
Funny.
Yeah.
Coming to his place and you and the rubber chicken.
Well, it doesn't have to be a rubber chicken. He might have a blow up doll of a pirate or something. I don't know what his thing is. I don't know. It could have been like Captain Hook. Arr. Oh, the clock is ticking, you Facebooker.
Maybe they're not into it tonight. You know?
Fine. It's fine. Yeah, we'll go back. We'll take a phone and we'll try again back then. All right. The way is shut for Facebook. I'm going to go to the phones. All right, let's see who's next on my wrist.
Wait, Terry said she'll call in.
All right, standing by. That's good. That's a smart thing to tell us. There you go. We can, if you tell us you're going to call in, we'll give you more time. That's cool. We can do that. We can rock. Look at the time, Deb. Should I give us kick up a few more minutes?
Yeah.
It's because we had discombobulations.
Yeah, and the skinny screen really freaks me out.
Aha, there you go.
Great.
Answer, and you shall get it.
Hello?
Just wait, there's always a... Yep, there's always a connection.
Hello there.
Hello.
Pop up the volume, Deb.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm all right, you?
I want to tell you, I'm doing well, but I still keep getting that headache. So Jim's given me a bunch of drugs to try.
Well, she hasn't taken them. I've given her options. All over the counter, don't everybody freak out.
Go ahead.
Have you got an amethyst crystal?
No, not, well, I have.
What'd you do with all those crystals?
I've got a glass pitcher full of 150 crystals.
Some of them are duplicates, but there's a lot of different ones.
When I bought them, they didn't identify what they are.
What a bunch of jackwads. They just spend this big bag full of crystals. Like, oh, you didn't label them, identify them. Thanks, guys. I guess that's why they weren't a bad price.
What, is that going to take my headache away?
Yeah, so if you place an amethyst crystal on your forehead.
Oh, really?
And just sit there.
Let it sit there?
Yeah, it draws the pain out.
Well, that's good. I would like to...
I would think that same thing would happen with the empty bottle of scotch, but you have to drink it first. Then you put the empty scotch up there and it'll draw it out. That's my spiritual way of doing things.
Your fur baby is adorable.
Oh, no, I can't wait.
So tiny.
Oh, no, I'm so excited.
And the name is going to be Elvis?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Really cute.
So he's got like a little tuft of hair at the top, which is black.
Well,
she's got little Elvis Presley hair.
Now you have two other kitty cats. How are they going to adapt to this?
They'll learn. They'll have to learn.
They'll have to. Maybe one will mother it.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, our two that we've got now are a year apart in age. So it was difficult at the beginning with those two. But after 2 days, they were like best friends.
Well, when we brought a new puppy in the house, the other dogs are just vicious.
Yeah.
I will tell you.
What?
There's a show here called My Cat from Hell, and they don't always adjust. He's like a cat's therapist guy. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he goes into some serious situations.
She's seen that.
Oh, then you've seen some of the crazy crap. Some cats don't adjust.
No, they don't. No. I mean, my.
Hopefully, you don't have that. Right. But, yeah. But there's only one way to find out.
Well, it's nice. Beautiful colors, too.
Yeah, he's similar to, like, Tic Tac, because we've got our male tabby was very similar when he was that small. So that's why we went for him, because we thought, well...
What's his name?
Tic Tac.
My gosh, when I was a kid, I had a cat, and its name was Ticky Tack.
That's what I nicknamed him.
Isn't that from a poem or something?
Really? Oh, my gosh. Crazy. All right, well, what's your question, my dear?
I just would like a general.
General! The general reading it shall be. Dun, dun, dun. So what's the deal with the weather going on over there?
Are you having catastrophic
storms?
We want to
get the straight scoop from you because Virgil could embellish a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, it started. It's only going to get worse. I mean, it's raining at the minute.
Well, of course. But are we talking 110-mile-an-hour winds or is that just like possible gusts?
That is good.
Yeah, I mean, that's still nothing to sneeze at, mind you. But
yeah.
And you know what kills me? These people that take umbrellas out when it's very super windy and they think they're going to last.
You don't even go out in this stuff.
Yeah.
You don't go outside in this stuff because if something gusts 110 miles an hour, even if you can stay on your feet, something could come flying and go embed itself in your skull and kill you. Debris in somebody's yard could go whoop and go right through your freaking skull. So you want to be indoors.
Yeah.
I was going to go to the gym tomorrow, but I'm not going to bother. I'm just going to stay in, I think.
Probably a good idea.
Don't you remember Virginia Beach? Was it like 5 years ago and some chick got impaled by a beach umbrella and died?
Yeah.
Hit her right in the freaking heart. Goodbye.
That's a way to die.
Yeah.
Like,
just a regular old beach umbrella, but you know, that.
You know, they stick them in the sand.
Yeah, that wind got a hold of it and that point went. And it was like, goodbye. Yep, that was right here in Virginia Beach. Yeehaw.
I think it's amazing what can actually kill you.
Yes. Yes, things that you wouldn't even comprehend. Yeah, things that you wouldn't even comprehend.
Something so ordinary.
Yeah.
And it can become a lethal
weapon.
Yeah, well,
especially if it gusts to 110 miles an hour. That could be something that you never would dream would hurt you.
On the beach, this is the ocean front, so it's, you know, it's very touristy. But later in the year... There was a homeless man that was sleeping on the beach. Remember? The trash truck came along and plowed right over him.
I drove over him and killed him.
And boy, did that family who left him be homeless, they made out with the...
Yeah, they settled out of court for something.
Oh, yeah. They settled out of court and got a lot of money. And yet they never gave him a home. Crazy how
that Bob was a drug addict stuff. We didn't care for him. But you ran him over. Now we want money. You didn't give a shit about Bob, and now you want money for his ass getting run over by dumped by a freaking garbage truck.
Like, it's right. It's
it's all about the cash. Money, 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 money. You know what? Bob's ass, you shouldn't have been sleeping in the freaking beach like that.
I don't think you're supposed
to.
You're
not supposed to. Now... Nowadays, nobody is responsible for their own actions, so he would never be responsible for doing what he shouldn't have done. It's always somebody else's fault.
It is. So I suppose the trash truck driver got in trouble for that.
He didn't get criminally. They would sue the city, and they could just fire him is all they could do.
Your little kitty is coming through this, coming to live with you. And sometimes really important pet events will happen like that. So, yeah, that little kitty is going to be very happy living with you. And, boy, I'll tell you, if you don't get pregnant, I might have to burn all these cards.
Well, there's a million other decks out there.
Put salsa on them and eat them.
You don't want to do that. You already have them. You already have some digestive issues. You don't want to spark up.
So what did we say before that you would have a boy? Was it a boy or a girl?
I thought it was a girl.
Well, there's a girl now.
Well, I thought it was before, too. I thought, I don't know. In my memory, that'd be the worst thing to trust on this planet.
You might have to go ahead and do it again and have a boy, because you and the daughter are going to be so close and so tight between the two of you that your husband's going to be left out.
You just have 7 or 8, so you don't have to worry about any of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what? The more you have, the easier it gets. Of course, when you try to go somewhere, you're like a traveling circus. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not like the ducks that follow you nice and orderly. There's no order. It's all chaos.
And some parents here get in trouble if they put like a leash.
Actually, they don't as much anymore.
Oh, they're okay with that?
With all the child snatching going on, people are cool with that. Nobody can come up and say, if you're not looking, somebody can't really grab your kid, because you'll feel that, oh, crap, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. And so that's here. What else have we got for you? Oh, you're going to be a little melancholy over the holidays. I hope your mother's taking good care of herself. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's got to make really good health decisions. And sometimes it looks like she doesn't know what to think or do. Like, it's all so much to try and process, and she's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But if you give her a lot of support and you say things to her like, just think, once all of this is behind you, you're going to feel great. You're going to, and I think that'll help a lot.
She was on the weight loss with me. So she lost 4 stone.
And that is how much again?
So that's 14 pounds to a stone. So.
What do we have
what?
Designations like that?
I don't know.
Like 14 pounds means they say a stone.
No, we don't have any increments like that. Well, we do. Yeah, there's a ton. That's 2,000 pounds is a ton. We don't break it down any smaller than that. Yeah.
So your cards look good, but I see that you're going to have some sadness over the holidays. Why not try this? Put out the intention that next year's holidays are going to be the best ever, because there'll be a little, a little Terry Sue, or a little, I don't even know your husband's first name.
Shane.
Or him. And just look beyond the immediate, because the immediate kind of sucks for us all. You know, all this bad weather, and I've heard it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Not for us.
Well, yeah, this El Nino.
Oh, that thing comes every so many years, and it doesn't.
Yeah, well, it's like been 4 years or something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and
the water here just went down, and now it's going to rise again.
And what you have homeless? I wonder
what they get to do
on nights
like they're getting a butt ton of rain. Yeah, your water level shall rise.
You know what they're doing here now? I watched this on the news locally.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, what's his name?
Andy Gibb?
No, Andy
Warhol?
No, the guy that chases after cars.
Andy Fox?
Yeah.
He doesn't do that anymore after he got his DUI.
Right.
He doesn't chase cars anymore because they figure that's not appropriate. The guy that drinks and drives.
The homeless here have got a new plan, and their plan is they're scavenging old boats, and they showed on a river today, down by Lynn Haven.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a flotilla going, and the bad thing is these old boats aren't going to have anything for waste. So where do you think that waste?
They're peeing and pooping in the water.
Yeah, they are.
They are,
and
man.
That can cause very bad bacteria.
I'm so sick of that fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Everybody's got an excuse. I got a disorder. You know what? You're homeless because you have made a choice. There are so many help wanted signs. We drive around town. Every fucking restaurant we go to says, we're sure it's going to be slow because we're short on help. Well, you know what? You dudes that are living in a boat, living in a fucking tent, get your ass down there and wait some tables. And then you won't be homeless because you can actually have a goddamn job.
There was a woman.
Sons of fucking bitches.
Remember the lady by Kohl's? There was a woman that stopped me as I was going into Kohl's to go shopping. She said, my husband's incarcerated. I'm living...
There's a good choice right there. Life choice number one, great.
But break the law. Go to jail.
Well, yeah, you chose a freaking guy that's great character.
And she was living in an encampment of homeless people. And she was asking people if they would help her buy her new underwear, new panties, new grunions or whatever.
That's right. Whisker biscuit covers.
And she said, I've asked all kinds of people and nobody will help me. And I said, come on, let's go find the underwear in here. And the bodies, I mean, come on, people. She wants to work.
That is true. That is true. She wasn't asking for cash.
She wanted underwear.
People can lie and say they want a piece of clothing and then they want to go buy some Mad Dog or some others or some crack.
Mad Dog.
She specifically was honest. She did, you know.
Yeah.
And she's not going to trade underwear for drugs, so you know that she was actually going to wear it. Right.
And I let her pick out whatever she wanted. I wouldn't say they were the cheapest, but they were granny panties, you know. What those are like, granny panties? You get?
I call them Bridget.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
The hip high ones.
Yes.
I actually have the hip high ones. They're the most complete.
Bridget, is that what you said?
Bridget.
Bridget James.
Oh, Bridget. Yes.
What about knickers?
What are knickers? Is that just pants or?
Same thing.
It's big underwear, isn't it? Women's big underwear, knickers. Remember Ducky's crazy mom asked, do you wear, wanted to see her knickers of that one?
You can tell a woman's intentions.
By her knickers?
Yeah.
By the knickers she's wearing?
And she was very English or Scottish.
She was Scottish. She was, I was on
I want to see
the show
her
I watched.
Knicker.
She was a Scottish chick that was suffering major dementia.
Old lady.
It was hilarious, though. Attention by her knickers.
Try to look beyond this Christmas. Look to next year. Look to, celebrations that have yet to happen. Look at all you've been through in your life. And you've survived every bit of it. And that's huge. When you hear your own history, that's huge.
Yeah,
so,
see, I've already been, fed up for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That's because, I'm putting on weight, and I have no idea why, because, nothing's changed.
Maybe she's knocked up.
I'm still going to the gym, and it's driving me insane.
Did you hear Jim? He said, maybe you're knocked up.
Yeah, well, I've got to wait to do a test.
I'm just saying, that's one of the things that will happen.
And there's something uncanny about taking a pregnancy test when you're late. And it comes out negative.
Well, then you have your period.
And then what is it? The pituitary will release.
Your brain just says, oh.
We're not pregnant, so within 24 hours.
I shall flush. I shall release this egg that was unfertilized.
Yeah. So I think things are going to look up for you, very much so. And you sure don't look like you're putting on any water retention.
It could be.
Do you like salty food?
Yeah, I eat a lot of healthy food. Although today was my cheat day, which I always have one day a week. Otherwise, you just go crazy.
Well, they say you should because it'll ramp up your metabolism,
too. I just
had
two straight days at work.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be back in the gym tomorrow, but I'm not now because of the weather.
Right.
So,
no.
Okay.
But
right.
That's a better choice because God only knows. You could just blow right away.
I've got one of those weighted hula hoops.
Remember you had one.
What is it?
Is that the thing that slides around?
I've got one of those.
Does it work?
I'll see that tomorrow. Yeah.
You gotta have a big empty. You gotta have a wide open space.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You can't have any dogs that might come up, or they're gonna get a concussion. Boink. Yep. Yeah. All right. Here is your healing angel card, not just an angel card. Subject is Blue Angel. Imagine being Blue Angel. I, Archangel Michael, I'm here by your side. I am all around you and will forever protect you. Forever, a big word. Remember this, whenever you feel fearful, I love you, all is well.
Oh, all is well.
Hence the Blue Angel. I guess he has a blue thing. I know those cards we have are blue.
And remember...
another thing I keep seeing as well.
What?
11-11 or 1-11.
Oh.
Those are my
favorite. No.
Every time I look at the clock, 111 or 1111.
Wow. So they're communicating with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, don't forget, I'm going to make plans some way, somehow, and I'm going to come in and spend some time.
It's going to be our tour through the solar system. We have Mars and Jupiter on there. Not really going inside the Venus and Mercury, a little hot, but,
oh,
you know, yeah.
I have to tell everyone thing. You mentioned Bridget Jones. Do you know that all kinds of British people were up in arms that the shows, you know, who puts the director and producers didn't pick a British girl for that role?
I don't even know what show you're talking about.
Bridget Jones.
I don't know what show you're talking about.
Yeah,
what
there was
you
a lot of controversy.
That's the name of the show?
Bridget Jones' Diary and...
Bridget Jones, too.
That one guy, he's pretty hot.
Is this something that's on right now, live?
It was played in the movies. Hmm? You know, Colin.
Is it Colin Firth? No, it's not. It's Colin Firth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this a movie at a theater?
I want me some Colin.
Of this? Oh, my Spidey senses tell me.
Renee Zellweger.
Oh, now we're talking. This is chick flick city right here already.
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, I'm just hearing nothing but chick flick, chick flick, chick flick.
And who?
Gerard Butler.
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw a publicity picture, a little clip, and grabbed Jennifer Aniston's butt and squeezed it.
He does good action stuff now, Gerard Butler.
Yeah, he's handsome.
His action movies.
He's
kick-ass.
A rogue. He's
We missed that one movie about the airplane and going down.
Oh, I know, we did.
Well, it's got to be on HBO. You got to start watching HBO. That's your job. Find it on HBO. We paid money for that damn thing. You should find it.
She packed on some pounds for that movie. You can see how much weight affects a person's look.
Yeah, definitely.
But, that was a cute movie. Yeah, Jim is saying, I got to go.
When you got to go, you got to go, right?
He's very narcissistic tonight. Well, you take care. Sleep tight.
Everybody's got to be something.
Don't let the bed bugs bite, which I don't know how that became a thing.
Well, because people probably didn't know how to deal with that shit back in the day.
I'll probably stay up for another half an hour. I'm wide awake. So.
Are you? Then do you sleep late in the morning?
Remember, they already had their clocks turned back already. Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm usually awake when we get about 7. So it's not too late.
That's when I got to get on the road for work.
You're going to be, 30 years from now, you're going to be one of those old ladies that can sleep 2 hours and then she's up cleaning or, you know, jogging at the track or doing something.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I want to go to bed.
Well, that's when you're supposed to take a nappy.
I do.
Yeah.
Pretty much every day, between 1 and 4, I'll go to sleep and then I'm up again.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, I know. Yes, we got to go. But I love talking to you. And I love your idea of us having one time
great,
a week
yeah.
where we just talk about stuff. That'd be nice. That'd be nice. All right, honey. Well, sleep well and stay in tomorrow. It'll be better for you.
Yeah, I'm going to stay in.
Is it going to give you buckets of rain?
Yes.
They're getting a lot of rain.
Getting lots of rain.
Yeah, with gusts of wind. So.
Yep.
Like a hurricane, sort of. No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is tropical, I thought.
I hope you don't lose your power or anything like that.
Well, if you get 110 mile per hour gusts and you have, your power lines are still above ground like ours?
Yeah.
Oh, you power. See you later, power.
Yeah. Better have your, you know.
Charge up all your phones and laptops. That's, you know.
We bought the coolest thing.
Get your candles.
Yeah,
Amazon. Those are cool. Yeah, those are cool.
They're special light bulbs. Like, say tomorrow, if we were going to get a hurricane, we would be.
We're already charged. Actually, you don't have to charge them every time.
We could
preload them.
We get them in the, loaded. And they give you at least 8 hours.
They're screwing light bulbs, and they got rechargeable batteries that are built in, and you can pre-charge them. And then when the lights go out, they automatically come
on.
Kick
on.
That's good.
And then they have a little screw-in thing with a hook, and you can use them as a lantern with a button.
So that helps.
Yeah, flashlights, candles.
And 20,000 candles because I love my candles.
Ah, here comes the Jack Wands.
You two sound very romantic to me.
We are, to be honest.
Well, that's nice.
That's nice.
She's
making coffee.
We've only had, like, in our...
We're never glowing. We're never moving.
...relationship, we've only had two blazing rounds. So.
You've been together 11 years, did you say?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time. And by today's standards...
We were 18 when we got together.
How sweet. And Jim is going to, he's going to flog me with a wet noodle if I don't get going. So, honey, I'll talk to you later.
If I was the master of time, I would stop it, but I can't do that. I don't have the power.
Take care. We love you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, honey. Yes. It's hard for me because I really enjoy her.
Well, I enjoy all these people, but God damn it, Mother Nature, just Mother Time, Mother Time. Oh, actually, it's Father Time. Technically.
It is.
Father Time doesn't stop for shit, right? Just to let you know. 203, Connecticut, 203, you're next on the show, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, how are you?
Ma Bell.
Hi, good, I'm okay. So I'm feeling better, but... So I have a question for you because this is interesting. I met a guy on Facebook, and he's coming all the way down here to see me, like a three-hour drive, and I actually think he's cute and age-appropriate. He's my age and cute. So that's going to be probably Saturday.
Okay.
Where is he staying at?
Is he going to stay with you?
No. He's just driving just to meet me. We're going to go out to dinner or to lunch.
So
and
just
then
a
he'll
few
drive hours, back.
Just a few hours and then you part. Okay, that's cool. Well, you know what? That sounds cool. And that's a very good question to ask for you.
Yes. What would you like to know if you're going to hit it off?
Hit up or you're just anything else?
Yeah.
Probably the whole encounter. She probably wants to know how the whole encounter is going to look. And I bet she would like to know some info inside about the guy.
In the future.
If there is one or whatever.
Right.
Well, it's a very typical love reading, really. A potential love reading. There is no love here yet. But the potential that she wants to know if there's potential. And that's a very good question.
I actually think he's cute.
Well, I'm glad.
Well, that is a good thing.
I mean, it would be awful if you thought he looked like crap.
Well, I mean, have you guys done, like, live video chatting or anything?
No, I almost don't want to. I kind of like to just meet him in person because he has enough pictures, you know, that...
We know that you can choose certain pictures, right?
Yeah.
I'm interrupting Deb while she's doing the cards. That is a sin. If she could have miscounted or something, then I would feel shame. I would feel sadness that I screwed her up. But the cards are out now. Now I can bother her. But Deb, what do you see?
Well,
I'm
going to give it to you straight.
Oh, straight's good.
At this particular point in his life, he is not a one-woman man.
Well, that isn't necessarily a bad thing right now, or
right.
Do you think it is?
No, but you need to be aware. And I think he got hurt badly in a past relationship.
Sounds like a non-committal guy right now.
You said it, yeah.
No, well, if you got burned, you're going to be very careful next time you go near any stove, right?
I would say.
It means he's not dumb is what it means. But he could come across as a player, right?
No, I don't.
I mean, he could. I
just think that he's dating around.
Well, but some chicks would think that would be a player sometimes, even though.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm saying could come across. I'm not saying he is because you have the cards. I'm saying
you'll have
everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody dating around until they find somebody they want to date.
Exactly. And some people don't think that's appropriate, which is stupid. You should do that. She's right. That's the right thing to do.
What?
To date around.
It really is.
It's smart. When you go to buy a car, you don't just say, I'm going to walk in and buy a car. I don't care about anything. test drive. You check them out. You do research. You take your time. It's not life or death.
Right. Well, also, you don't want a guy that isn't, he's a lone wolf. You know, he's not social.
He doesn't have a long-term plan with a partner.
Right. This is not.
And you can't ask that, obviously. Hey, tomorrow, hey, are you have a long-term? You can't, that's not. That's not something you should ask.
I think what you're doing, Michelle, is very good for you. It's therapeutic.
Yes.
To get out and meet some people.
Absolutely. And you're doing it in public because that's smart. Make sure there's a lot of people around, which you just don't know nowadays. Always be surrounded by lots of people.
To. Yeah, you know, it's not that easy because these people, they're like, that people are appropriate for you, right? You know, not like the real young ones or people who just are inappropriate. The ones that are any good, they just don't seem to like say, let's go out and meet. They just, you know.
Well, people don't go out. Yeah, back in the day before these computers really caught on,
they had no choice.
People would go out to nightclubs.
There was
pubs,
no options.
Yeah, you had to go
you
somewhere.
If you didn't like alcohol and bars and smoke, then you picked another big giant gathering, a club or. People did churches back in the day. Churches, they were like, oh, they're like a singles bar, basically a church a lot of times.
Yeah, they would do
and
a lot.
They might
of
still be a little bit.
Exams.
I don't know. Right.
But now everybody's really computer bound.
Yes. Yeah, because people are a lot more braver when they're at a keyboard than they had to show up to somebody and meet them face to face. You know, it's easier to. Go ahead, anyway.
Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, for reading.
A lot of times with your reading, it's like very immediate. This is what it is right at this second.
At this second?
Right? And it's
tricky.
At this second, maybe this week. And maybe in another week or two, it could end up being something different. Am I wrong? Or?
You're right because after you've been out with him, then it's time to do another reading and find out how is he feeling about you?
Yep.
Is he coming to see you again? And how do you feel about him?
When is this meeting?
This weekend, I think she said.
I think it's Saturday. And it's going to be like, you know, around noon. He's going to get up and, you know, drive over here and we'll have lunch or breakfast. And
well, I think that sounds lovely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and stay public with him. You know, there's a lot of these women that meet these guys. Even Uber drivers can be killers and rapers.
I know.
Yeah. You know, you got Catholic priests that are jumping little boys. I mean, the whole world's going to hell, folks. But, you know, what are you going to do, right?
Say what Terry Sue is.
No, I'm not going to because I already saw on the internet how you're supposed to say
it. Isn't
it
Worcestershire?
Because I used to say as a kid, Worcestershire shots when I was like a teenager, a small young teenager. The first time I saw the bottle in the fridge when I was cooking on my own, like I don't know what it was, 14, 15, 16, doing some cooking on my own, and I saw this bottle, I was like, huh, I smelled it, said, huh, smells good. I put a little bit on a hamburger, I cooked, and I was like, holy goat shit, I love this stuff. I was forever in love. I was like, teenager. I think I was grilling a burger on my own. I was like, good Lord Jesus.
It is really good.
Love it. Then I started using it a lot as I became an adult. But anyway, this is for Michelle. Your healing angel card is Archangel Raphael. Feel yourself surrounded by my emerald green light. Remember, he's got that emerald green light idea.
Raphael,
that's a big thing. I have to research that sometimes. I, speaking of Archangel Raphael, obviously not me, offer you healing and solace. The storm clouds will soon clear and the sun will shine eternally bright. Trust.
That's a good card.
Well, and that is a good card, especially if you feel like you need some kind of healing, spiritual, mentally, physically, all of the above. That's the guy you want in your corner. That's the guy you want in your corner. That emerald green light is supposed to be like this mega healing light from what I've seen from these different angel cards we do.
Well, we certainly hope that you will check in with us.
Indeed.
If you're available Friday when we do our show, you should come, and then we'll see how it's going to go with it being so immediate.
Okay.
That'd be great. So take care.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, take care, honey.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. You know, it's like here. We have a place that is spelled, and people say it like this, Gloucester.
Yeah.
But it's Gloucester.
Pretty sure they have that because 90% of the cities here were taken off English cities that already existed. Like Portsmouth, Norfolk, all that shit.
Suffolk, not Suffolk.
Yeah, if it's either an English city or it's a freaking Native American name here. That's it. There's one of the two. That's all you got. That's all you got in this area.
Well, it's just weird how people mistakenly, how they say it. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Messengers, windows open now before we go to the next caller.
Now, you have a Shire. You guys add Shire to everything. I wonder what that is. Now, in The Hobbit, we knew what the Shire was.
Well, the Shire was like, there was like some kind of a woodsy, yeah, type place.
Yeah, like a little community.
Remember, there was a lot of English, Australian influence. And, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but
the
when
Shire
I...
is, I think the Shire is basically a very small woodsy town, right, or a forest.
But when I heard that King Charles wanted to be a tampon so he could be in Camilla.
Where did you hear that from, Deb?
It's from the tampon gate.
You got to be more specific.
Apparently. Even Gigi knew it. My sister Gigi. I mentioned it to her and she goes, oh, yeah, we remember that. They had tapped his phone.
There's a lot of they's here. That doesn't sound like freaking concrete. Somebody really got some issues going on. I hope there's not an accident in that room.
Yeah, so too.
All right, well, give him a minute.
Okay.
Real quick, give him like 60 seconds. I got to go check on if somebody needs to go outdoors here.
And you know, Terry Sue, a lot of what you typed up, we have same names here. So I guess when those folks came over here, they decided to, like New England, you know?
All right. Well, Ziva got scared for some reason. It's okay, Ziva.
From that noise outside?
Maybe, I don't know. Everything's cool. All right, we've got a dog in.
Let's go to somebody.
We're going with it. All right, thank you, folks. We're going to go to 520-Olisa. She waited for like...
Oh, an hour and a half.
Easily.
Over.
She's a very patient woman.
You guys are gold, let me tell you.
Yes, we haven't talked
our
for
lives.
A while.
Tell us about your trip.
Tell us more.
Oh, my Lord. I'm surprised it didn't jump off the car. No. It was so amazing. It was so amazing. We went to the doctor because he had to go to the doctor. And then we went to his, you know, favorite place to eat. And I liked the food. It was really great. And then we were coming home. And we just have a lot of fun. And we're talking. And then towards the end, like on our way back, it's 2 hours both ways. And so he's talking to me like I'm a little bunny rabbit, his voice. And then he told me the next thing. He talked to me about something.
So there were no arguments.
God, no. And then he called me and talked to me, and he sounded like he goes in a deep, husky voice, real soft. He goes, well, hello. No, he didn't say well. He said, hello. And I said, hello back. And, you know, and then today,
I had to be there, I guess.
We went and, I'm not imitating it right. So we went and did some work, and we went to a store to pick up supplies, and we were yakking it up. And he told me on the way back, he said, so you're going to come for the next few visits, right? You're going to come with me. And I said, absolutely. And when we got home that night from the trip, he said, did you have a good time? I said, I had a great time. And then it was just, he kept saying, I'm so glad you came with me. I'm so glad. And I said, I'm really glad, too. So you saw it in the cars that we're getting on back on track. He's coming over for dinner right now. And we spent the day earlier today working on stuff. And then we were yakking it up. And then he asked me again. He said, are you coming because if you don't come, I'm going to have to get someone else. I said, well, do you want someone different to come? He said, no. So,
it sounds like it's a freaking horror movie, doesn't it?
With all the
I'm leaving out clitoris.
The what? What?
I left out the word clitoris.
Okay.
No, I'm making a joke.
Well,
what did the cars say?
Okay, what are the cars
saying? Saturday we're going to go a tiny bit out of town, not a big deal out of town. And then I said, you know, I'm going to, because he did major work for me. I mean, major. It would have cost several hundred dollars. And I said, okay, so give me your schedule, and I'm going to make this for you, going to make that, and we'll do this, you know, that kind of thing.
All right. Well, it sounds like things really did go very well.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he can't handle conflict. He really can't. It disturbs him. It gets him spiraling out of control. And I can relate to that. I can't stand to be around people that, you know, they're spoiling for a fight.
Oh, dear. You know, that's good that you coach me like that, because I really, I woke up this morning and I was crying, and I felt like impending doom, and I was trying to get grounded. I had fallen asleep during meditation, and then I was checking with people around me. You know, my brother, it turned out he had a bad injury, you know, weightlifting. And but I was telling him, you know, my neighbor, I said, you know, I'm trying to get grounded right now, and things were coming left and right at me. And he heard one of the phone calls from someone else that kind of is my helper, and she was just flying off the handle. And then he heard the conversation, and I even told her, I said, you know, I've got you on speakerphone, and this is not private what you're saying to me. And if you want to go deeper into this, we can talk later about it. And, I mean, she was just so inappropriate. And so he, you know, was trying, and I got it from him. I got it in the way of he didn't want to deal with it. You know, he's not the type that you can go to. I mean, he gave some really insightful expressions and all that.
Yeah.
But it's not like a girlfriend that can kind of hold your hand. I ended up calling her girlfriend. She, you know, holding your hand and talking to me. I said, oh, my gosh, you know. So anyway, yeah, you're right, Deb. You're right. He can,
well,
Deb, thank you.
I told her Newport, but she's saying they have a Newport.
Oh, well, the thing is, you've got to find in the future ways to discuss things without him flipping out on you. You know,
well, I just don't, you know,
yeah.
Well, discuss it and know that if I have to talk deeper or soulfully or, see, I'm the type that really, I like to talk like I do now. You know, I talk it out, and then I'm good.
Two different
cities. And I don't think
Well, and now that you know, you'll handle it better.
I hope.
Yeah, and, you know, with the traits that he has, it's not the kind of person that you can, you know, some people you can just dress them down, tell them flat out, I don't like when you do this or that, whatever the situation is, and they'll be like, oh, okay, all right. But then,
you know,
other,
most of my, my brother, I couldn't talk to like that, and then I couldn't say I don't like this, I don't like that, you know, I have to be gentle kid gloves with him. And so I don't know. Let me think now. Do I know anybody that I can talk to like that?
Well, us, but you know, but yeah, in your life, a lot of times women will never speak to you again if you don't kind of pussyfoot around them. And what is a pussyfoot?
Exactly.
Is that like a kitty cat?
Look at the cat, how they kind of sometimes.
Yeah.
Almost like tiptoe around stuff that they don't like.
What I see
here
is, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to play on that word, that phrase, like tow around. One of my girlfriends says, you're towing around the issue.
Well, you guys are getting close again, where it's back to being like a union. And that is represented by the card that means unity and can also mean like marriage and commitment and things like that. But he's moving back into that zone.
Good.
And, you know, at least you got him back to where things used to be. And that's wonderful because you guys should not have to do the rehash of anything. We women are elephants. We remember everything.
Like a bear trap, you know, and he's not, he just says, you know, let it go, move forward. And, but then I tell him, you know, sometimes he'll throw it up. And I said, but you throw it up to my face sometimes when we're having a discussion, you'll throw it up when you're not really pleased. And so you don't completely let it go. But, it is. Okay. You're right, Deb. You're right. What you're seeing is crystal clear.
Well, the thing is, too, something that I thought about recently, I think you're probably in the same broad age group for this, but I was telling my son that when I was growing up, I was taught by the elders, like female elders, if you play a game with a man or a guy, you have to let him win because they're poor sports and they won't date you if you're too smart for them. So,
that's role modeled. I think it was role modeled around me, you know, by the women that were older. Mm-hmm. But I can't keep my trap shut. You know, I'm like, what? You know, I vomit it out. I blurt it out or yell it out. No, I'm sorry. But you're right.
Got to praise them. Oh, you are just so sharp and so smart. I love listening to you. They eat that up like it's candy.
Yeah.
And
well, I can only give it out if it's sincere.
Well, right.
You're right.
And a lot of times these guys will want to order for you. And I was always kind of funny about that. What am I, a kid? You know, they'll say, here, let me. And then the server, the waiter will come over and they'll say, and she'll have. I dated a guy. Do you remember what Pygmalion was? It was about teaching, it's something in England. They were trying to teach this Cockney type of girl how to be a lady. Remember the rain in Spain falls mainly in the
briefly. I think it plays through social media. Sometimes.
I dated a guy that was super wealthy from his father, who was a Long Island dentist, and he was teaching me culture, like wine, and he would order. I don't like a lot of fish and seafood, but he'd order it. Sushi. And I would choke it down. And then finally, why am I treating him like this? And why am I letting him treat me this way? Yeah. Yeah, I think some of these boys get raised by mothers that think they're really special. Special. So for you, now, you got to be cautious. Looks like there could be another argument coming up. And we don't want to. Yeah. So don't let it happen. Don't engage.
Yeah.
Now, does he compliment when you cook? Does he tell you how wonderful you are?
Oh, God, yeah, for days. If it really stands out. Like, I gave him some lunch when we came back. I'd made it last night, and I didn't hear anything, and then this. And we were out there planting a pot. And I said, well, how did it taste? And he said, good. But I learned a long time ago, if you have to ask, it probably isn't that good.
Well, that's what I think, too, because I'm always trying to get compliments. but I live, I'm the only female here. And they're just, I swear I could heat up cans of dog food. They wouldn't know the difference.
Well, and I would cook differently. You know, I would add more spice or something if I thought it came out bland. And I didn't taste the dish myself because I didn't, you know.
Yeah, well, you guys are doing good. And it's going to stay like this. And he's going to soon bring up the subject about, like, building a house, buying a house. Yeah. And it's coming soon. So be sort of prepared.
But what kind of, do you see what area we would have the argument in? Is it, I know a couple of readings ago you said that he was going to cancel something and we were going to have, I would get upset about it. Is it one of our...
It kind of happened with the flaccid consultant guy.
Oh, no.
But you guys fixed it. Remember, he said,
it's not,
this is just something else. And it's just saying here, six of spades is a card of caution. It means move carefully. And to me, it looks like something. Yeah, this is another thing we were always raised. You have to do what the guy wants to do. If he wants to take you to a football game or whatever, you go along and you pretend you really like it. And it could be something that he wants to do. Because I see this here, it's like an invitation. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to have to go do that. So, yeah.
I don't know if homie doesn't play that game, though. Maybe I will, but I don't know if I play that game. I don't know that I've ever... Well, yeah, he's a different kind of sort of person, I guess. I don't know.
Well, relationships are give and take. If, let's say, you loved going to the ballet, opera. Oh, God. Yeah, imagine.
No.
And then he wanted you to go to monster trucks. Okay.
Well, you know. Okay, let me tell you. Yeah, so this is the thing. I did sit through a couple of movies that he wanted to watch earlier on. We were really close and getting along before the big blow up. And I hated those movies. I fell asleep during those movies. One was, what is that movie where all the monsters are in there? Mixing or something? Catherine Hahn plays in it. A lot of stars play in it. Alec Baldwin from a long time ago. Beetlejuice.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
That movie was horrible.
Really? Oh, that was a big one. Big,
I didn't
big
like
movie.
It. He was talking it up. We had to see it. They were watching it, and I fell asleep. And then I woke up. He didn't see me falling asleep. And he said, didn't you like it? I thought I loved it. Yeah, it was a great movie.
Now, let me ask you, is he interested in seeing the Martin Scorsese movie that's out called The Killer of Flower Moon?
Oh, wow.
It's 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
but
that's serious.
They're saying it's likely Martin's best. And Leonardo DiCaprio
is
in it.
Yeah.
And other big names. But that's a 3.5 hour.
Well, see, I cannot watch violent movies. I know it's a very serious direction on history, but I can't watch violent movies.
It's not
and
silent.
He...
silent.
Don't they show violent? Don't they show violence
in
there?
Oh, that's not his main thing. It's not his
it's
main thing.
It's a true
thing.
Story.
That's not his main
about
thing.
About something.
No, I know. I've seen it. I've seen the previews. It looks wonderful, but I can't watch violence. Any violence. I never saw The Matrix because of that. I just can't watch it. I think there's violence
watch,
in there.
You watch My Little Pony and shit like that? What do you watch?
Yeah. I watch Unicorn Party.
Glitter, what?
Oh. I watch unicorns farting glitter. That's my cup of tea.
Did you watch Bridget Jones when it was on, the different shows?
The which one?
Bridget Jones' Diary?
You know, I'm not keen on, because I was a military brat, we were overseas a lot of time, I didn't watch a lot of crap. I thought, you know, I couldn't sit for sitcoms. I can't sit. I never watched a lot. I would watch hodgepodge of it, you know, little bits and pieces. But I hung out at the library because I was, you know, we didn't have TV and a lot of the time when I was growing up. And so the kind of movies I like are movies like the Bravo Housewives series.
I never watched that.
Oh, God, I love those things. In fact,
And Terry Sue's saying she watches Bambi and Frozen, and she still cries over Disney movies.
Well, Bambi.
Oh, yeah, with my...
There was some disturbing shit in Bambi.
Bambi, yeah.
Yes, very disturbing. Very. Those old...
Shouldn't have killed that mother. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? Life is...
No, they're really, really sad.
The other movie that really made me sad for kids was Finding Nemo, because a lot of kids don't have that kind of
fun. You know what I watched? I watched it the other day, and I had him watch it with me. It was a great movie. I loved it. It was called Carmen, and it was an Italian movie, and it had subtitles, and it was about a woman. I was telling this other woman that I work with. We paint on canvas together. I love her. Anyway, so I told her about the movie. She has seen it. It's called Carmen, Italian movie, and it's about a woman that ends up giving confession to the villagers in an Italian village. And the villagers are having a great time because the confessional, when the woman is giving, you know, hearing their confessions, she's being very kind and gentle and wise with them. And it was a comedy, and it was so hysterical. I had him watch that movie, and he liked it.
Well, that's good. So you do have some common ground.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of movies he likes, though. We haven't been close enough to watch movies together lately.
I was writing for the newspaper when Saving Private Ryan came out, and my title on my article was Saving Myself from Private Ryan. And whoa, I take heat over that.
It's an epic, great movie.
Well, it's very good. But yeah, oh my God, in a military community, and I'm dissing Private Ryan.
That was the first movie that I tested my surround sound system on.
Oh, how wonderful.
I jacked it up, bass and all that stuff, and the house vibrated. The dogs were not happy. The house vibrated. It was great. Tanks and bombs blowing up, the house would shake, the windows would shake. Good surround sound system.
Well, you know, it is getting a little late. Maybe we should call it a night.
I think we have to.
Yeah.
If it was Friday, Saturday, I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
It was great. That was a great like, absolutely. 100%
good. It doesn't. What you said, that we might have a little bit of kerfuffle, like a little conflict.
Yeah.
It's not over another person or anything, is it?
No, but he has a tendency to be very, indifferent to you.
Yeah.
So gently, remember the card of caution, you might gently say something.
I don't understand all this gently stuff.
Well, because some people...
I don't get it. This isn't like a second or third frickin' date, all right? To be able to be your frickin' self, you shouldn't have to get, oh, wait a second, I got to get some sprinkles out. I can't just talk to you from my heart. I got to sprinkle on stuff. It's been a year. It's time where you can be able to say something frank. And if that person can't deal with it, then that ain't the right goddamn person.
Okay, but if she were to say to him, hey, Dick, stop being such an ass.
He should be able to handle that after you being together.
This is a nicer way to put it.
But he should still be able to handle it, though. He shouldn't go into, like, I'm going to go into my closet and shut the door, and I'm going to pout. You guys have known each other for a goddamn year. People shit. You're not seven. What in the hell is going on?
I know. I get it.
You don't know. She doesn't get two shits what I say. She wants to know what the cards say, Deb.
Well, the cards say
because your cards got unicorns farting sprinkles all the time. That's why. Yeah.
Well, things are going well.
Of course they are.
So don't upset the apple cart.
Don't do it.
As they used to
talk
say.
Talk nicely. Don't be yourself.
Well, that's true.
Yes, don't upset him because he's Superman.
No, he. You miss it. You miss what we're talking about.
Of course
about.
I do. What do I know? Well, I don't have cards. That I will say. I do not have cards. I don't have that advantage.
Right.
You have a. It's like you have a cheat. You have a card.
I do.
I don't have a cheat.
And people can. Somebody could stand here and say, you know what, Deb? I don't like you very much at all. And I can go away and look at my cards and find out, oh, my God, this person is crazy about me.
Crazy.
But they say they're trying to push me away. Or now, on the other hand, there could be one that says, you are just so amazing as a woman and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And then I look at the cards and I find out he tells that to everybody. You know,
that you mean that thing that's called a line?
Yeah, line.
Oh, yeah. Those have been around since somebody gave it a name.
I don't think we women have lines. Do you? I can't think of any.
I think you do. Yeah, you women play stupid all the time. A guy tells a woman something they've already known. They already know. They go, really? Really? That's interesting. Even though they already know all that shit about it.
I used to go to the same movie with different guys on a date like Jaws. So I knew all the parts to grab him and go, oh, my God, I'm so scared.
I watched you do it. You know
what?
That if you strike a match, fire comes out. And you go, really? I didn't know that. What are you fucking doing? Right, Ziva, come here. Come here, Ziva.
All right.
Come here, there's Ziva. Well, back on camera.
Yeah.
Little Ziva.
I am overwhelmed by the conversation. Like and
that.
I have a client arriving in a moment, so I do
right here.
What, her?
Yeah, there's your client.
Yeah,
right
this
there.
Is
Ziva.
Our. What is she?
Ziva.
No, she's a.
Well, she's a Britney mix. We don't know. That could be a thousand other things. Now, come on, Ziva.
Have you seen those? Are they called Prince Charles?
Here,
they're like a spaniel.
Ziva, what are you doing?
Ziva.
All right.
I think they are so adorable. So adorable. Anyway. Enough of everything.
Enough. All right. Let's put a period on this, Deb.
Oh, Terry. That is so cute.
All right. Thank you so much, Lisa.
All right, everybody. Lisa.
You know where to find us.
Thank you.
We do not hide. We don't hide from you. Yes, and thank you for holding it forever. She held in time.
Yes. Yes, you did.
You did. You held like good Lord.
There will be a little top extra in your paycheck.
In your paycheck. Yeah, that'd be great. All right. Thanks so much.
All right, everybody. All right. Let's do it.
Let's get her done?
Get her done.
Which shall it be? I think we should do the old school.
Good night.
Very old school.
Yeah. Au revoir. I'll be there.